When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. I'm hyped that I can sit down and give you guys this message and these revelations that I want to share. The last few weeks been a little rough for your girl, not just with anything necessarily going on, just very busy. I'm preparing for maternity leave. I'm in my third trimester right now. And listen, y'all, when I tell you I'm no good for anybody after 3 p.m., so I've been battling, unrelated to, you know, today's episode, I've just been battling with feeling unproductive throughout this pregnancy. And I felt it in the first trimester because the first trimester I was so just nauseous and exhausted. I was no good. This last trimester so far is just my energy is zapped. Like totally zapped. And it being pregnant with a toddler is like a different level. Why y'all ain't tell me? It's a different level of tired. I'm getting adjusted to that. So thank you guys for your patience over the last couple of weeks as I've had to do some replays, but I'm back and I'm excited about today's episode and I'm excited about this maternity leave content. I've been planning the maternity leave episodes since I found out I was pregnant. I'm not going to give you a ton of reruns throughout my maternity leave. They're going to be fresh episodes, but I'm excited about the guests that I'm going to have and the stories we'll be able to tell over the course of that 3-month period. But nevertheless, today's episode is a really good follow-up to one I did a few weeks ago about don't take the pruning personally. And in that episode, if you have not listened to it, pause right now. Go and listen to that episode. I'll put the link to it in the show notes to make it easy for you. Go listen to that episode and then come back. Now, in that episode, I talked about how I was in a pruning season and I was really in my feelings about it. The scripture I gave was in John 15, where it says, I am the true vine and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch of mine that doesn't produce fruit, and he prunes branches that do bear fruit so that they will produce even more. And I was talking about, and I gave even the horticultural reference of why things need to be pruned and the benefit of it. And God even was sharing with me, you know, you can't fit new wine into old wineskins because new wine has to expand. It needs room for the expansion, and the old wineskins wouldn't be able to accommodate the expansion necessary for the new wine. And I was finally getting it once I got out my feelings and I was able to hear God clearly because I was so intoxicated by my emotions. I wasn't able to be sober and vigilant like we're supposed to. I was able to calm down and really realize the beauty in what God was doing, even if it didn't feel good. And I wanted to follow up on that episode because over the last few weeks, my eyes have been open to the results of what can truly happen when you let God prune you. And of course, I had to come and follow this up on the podcast because in that episode, I was just sharing my heart. And many of you guys messaged me and was like, girl, I understand exactly what you're saying. I'm right there with you. I've been there. And so for those of you guys who are in that space, I wanted to provide some encouragement the way that God has encouraged me over the last couple of weeks. Because when I tell y'all that bear even more fruit has really been my life. And God really creating more from the same is just mind-boggling to me when you really see the word active. You know, the word is alive, and I'm just always in awe of God. So check this out. Over the last couple of months, what has really been stressing me out is how God has been pruning me in both my business and then my home life. And so right now it was essentially like, or what it's been has been essentially like this complete restructuring of everything the way that it had been set up until that point. So even with my business, he's had me in a restructuring period in my business. I've had to stop doing some things. I've had to add some things. I've had to let people go. I've had to restructure a lot as it relates to my business model and how things operated. And then on top of that, being pregnant, I had this added pressure on me because it's going to be a 3-month period where I'm not working. Right. I refuse to compromise my presence in my home for my business. Like, that is, when I say she is uncompromising, I mean that 100%. But with that, there was this added stress because it felt like I was racing against the clock. And then it was this period, really, honestly, where like my mind and my body weren't even really on the same page about me being pregnant, where I'm trying to do all of these things and my body be like, yo, no, we need to rest. We need to take a nap. We need to sit down. But my mind was going, and it was just such a stressful period because I'm trying to honor my body. But I have these problems that needed to be fixed when it came to the business. And God has just completely disrupted how I thought things were fit to go. And it was just very, very stressful. It was pruning. But of course, it did not feel good at all. I didn't feel like God was pruning me so I could bear even more fruit. I was taking it personally. Like I said in the previous episode, I was in my feelings. And then on top of that, my son is getting ready to go to private school. My husband and I have been on the same page since we first started dating, that we want our children to be in private school and to have a quality education. We are just two people who are big on education. And so it was always a non-negotiable for our children to be in certain schools. Of course, with that comes a certain price tag. And so, of course, that's on my mind. I have this child that's getting ready to go to private school. Of course, I still have my nanny and I wanted my son. I could have kept him home longer, but by the time the baby's born, my son will be 3. He's a COVID baby, so he's not used to being around a bunch of people. So it's time for him to get acclimated into a classroom setting and, of course, continue to grow in that way. And then our nanny will take over with the new baby. And so things, of course, process-wise, are going to be able to run as smooth as possible. Kids, it never goes totally according to plan. But nevertheless, there's an expense added to that. So with my business being in a restructuring period, while finances being very important because of the transitions our family is making and the standard that we have for our family, it was very stressful. And I thank God I have a husband who is a provider. Like, he is a straight up provider. My husband will work 20 jobs, drive Uber, Instacart, paint roofs, clean the streets before we ever ask me to do anything to contribute a dime to our household. And I love him for that. But at the same time, that's a ridiculous amount of pressure to put on someone. And I thank God up until this point, he's given me the freedom to do what I wanted to do in my business, to where I wasn't taking a big salary out of my company. I'm building and growing and reinvesting in all of those things. So I was at a place where, yeah, we're making multi-six figures, but I'm not taking that home because I'm trying to get to this million, right? And so it has been a very tough season. Because with more financial obligations, of course, you need more money. And so I'm stressed about that. I'm like, God, this schooling got to get paid for. I don't want BJ to have to. I know him. So I know what he's going to do. He's going to make it happen. But I don't want him to do that because he's also about to have another child. And he's a very active father. He's not the provider so much to where he doesn't do anything with the kids. He's going to do both. He's just not going to sleep. So both of us be sleep deprived and stressed. And it was just a period for me where I was really, really stressed out. But let me tell y'all how Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shaddai, the God who is sufficient for the needs of his people. El Roy, the God who sees. Jehovah Yahweh, Elohim, my God. Let me tell y'all, when I finally got on my feelings, like I told you I would a couple episodes ago, and started to see the bearing much fruit, I can't even articulate to you how in awe I am of God right now. First of all, let's talk about the business part. I had to literally close my books for consultations on, I closed them on Friday. I had to close my books because I had so many clients coming in. I simply just did not have the capacity to be able to serve any more people. And that is an excellent problem to have. And with the adjustments that God has had me make in the business that I was all in my feelings about, my profit margins are amazing. And then even the particular service I'm talking about where we manage and produce podcasts, this is a 12-month commitment, which means this is guaranteed income because our clients are contractually obligated, of course, to meet the financial obligations of this contract. So these are 12-month commitments that are being locked in. My overhead has been cut drastically. So my profit margins have increased significantly. I had to cut these books off. I don't know where these people were coming from. One of the other reasons why I was so stressed is because as I'm restructuring the business, that's taking away time for me to go and sell the products and services. And so that's where a lot of that frustration was, because I'm like, God, I got to fix some things, because as I'm restructuring and moving some stuff around, I'm realizing how some things can now get tuned up, stuff that I was outsourcing before. Now that I have my hands on it and I can see it fully, I'm seeing mistakes that were made. I'm seeing gaps that could be closed, problems that need to be solved. So I can't, how am I restructuring this while also bringing in new clientele? It was frustrating for me. But God, when he said he will make your name great, that is facts. I've seen that alive and well. I'll be looking at my emails like, where are these people coming from?
This episode is brought to you by IXL. In my household, education is so important. And in summer, there's still no breaks. So whether your child is trying to catch up, stay sharp like we are, or get a head start for the fall, IXL can make learning a seamless part of the summer. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning, whether they're brushing up on math or diving into social studies. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade with content that's engaging, personalized, and yes, actually fun. It's the perfect tool to keep learning going without making it feel like school. I am so excited to get started with IXL. My son is getting ready to go to kindergarten, and one of the tools that his school uses is IXL for Learning. And so we are so excited to dive in this summer to prepare him for the upcoming year. This program will improve your kids' grades. It will work for any of your kids. You save time and you save money, so don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Blessed and Bossed Up listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com. Visit IXL.com to get the most effective learning platform out there at the best price. This episode is brought to you by Indeed. One of the most frustrating aspects of hiring is finding the right person. It takes a long time, and you really want to find the right person quickly so that you can start making the progress that you want to make on your business. If you're in a similar boat and you realize that your business needs to hire somebody yesterday and you want to know how you can find amazing candidates fast, easy, just use Indeed. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs helps you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so that you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. When I was hiring, the process was slow and overwhelming. I wish I had Indeed. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/blessed. Just go to Indeed.com/blessed right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/blessed. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed is all you need.
Sponsorship requests that are popping up to sponsor this podcast in my inbox coming out of nowhere. When one of the stressors I had last year was the podcast partner I was working with. This was like towards the middle to the end of last year. One of the podcast sponsors partners that I was working with cut my ad revenue. And so that was a huge shot to my business because that was income with no cost attached to it. So it was essentially 100% profit that comes from these ads. And so that was a huge shot to my business, which exacerbated a lot of my problems. And so I was like, so now, you know, over the last few weeks, all of these sponsors that are coming in, all of these clients that are coming in, God has been so faithful. So not only have I seen him allow me, because again, I didn't do anything different. I didn't add any services. I didn't go and create anything in order to generate. I didn't go and do anything, but he peeled back. He pruned, he cut off so that the thing that was already there could produce even more. And that is exactly what happened. I don't know about y'all, but I know the word is a living word. But when I see it, I am just like, God, you are the man for real. And so I've just been so in awe. And then even on top of that, something that I assumed that I was going to have to do away with because of this restructuring was my initial goal of getting out of the day-to-day of the business. So because of the work that we do, the amount of clients that we have, and then of course all the other things outside of the services Anchor Media provides, like I have books and journals and this podcast and all of these other things that go into the full scope of what I do, my goal has been to get away from the day-to-day operations. I would tell my husband, I'm like, man, I'm tired. I've been grinding since my early 20s. It's been over 10 years of me grinding. I've been building brands forever. Like, I am exhausted. I want to just enjoy the freedom of entrepreneurship. I don't want to be stuck behind my computer. When we're taking our son to school, I want to be there. When they're having a bake sale and they need somebody to make cookies for the class, I want to do that. If I want to go and try a new restaurant in the middle of the day because I feel like it. Like, I want to have the freedom of my time to be with my family and also do the things that I want to do and to be able to enjoy. And I thought I would have to sacrifice that because of the restructuring of this business. But God says, no, 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 sweetheart. I said that I would give you the desires of your heart. So watch this. So this whole time, my husband has been, it's this project management software that we've been trying to move to for the longest, but I have not had time to pay attention to it. My husband has been in my email documenting every single process of our business. Everything, the communications with clients, the process to deliver our service, the process of renewing clients, every single thing, the advertising process with podcast sponsors, everything that we do in business, he's been paying attention to it. In my emails, paying attention, meeting with other people in the team as need be, communicating with people so I don't have to communicate with them. And he's uploaded all of this data that he has accumulated by just paying attention into this new project management software that we're going to use within the business. And he's shown me ways that we can be more efficient, ways that we can close gaps, ways that we can better systemize our processes that reduces our overhead costs. And it also reduces the amount of time it takes to do things. All of these things he's put together for me. And he's going to train and communicate with the team on how to do it. And I was so grateful for that. I'm trying to contain myself. But I didn't ask him to do that. But God always makes sure. And my husband will tell me, like, yo, I'm really making sure, like, you don't need to do some of these things that you're doing. So instead of you doing this, we're going to do that. So I'm going to take this off your plate and put that here. So we're going to do that. Just fixing whatever needs to be fixed, restructuring everything that needs to be restructured so that my goal of being able to enjoy the day to day and being present in the day to day and not stuck behind my computer all day is able to still be met. So not only once I got all my feelings, so not only was I able to see how God was allowing me to increase my income, and not by doing anything else, because remember, that's the thing about pruning. You cut off and pull back so new can grow from old. So I'm sitting here watching the new grow from the old. And it's mind-boggling to me because all the things that I was stressed about, God had already made a way for it. Private school expenses, he made a way for it. Not by us doing anything new, but by making these changes, letting him be the CEO of my business and letting him make these changes despite how they made me feel. So now I have that much more financial freedom. Now I'm able to free up my time even more due to the changes my husband has been making so that I could spend more time with my family, so I could have a joyful and peaceful maternity leave, loving on this blessing that God has allowed me to carry up until this point and that he will allow me to carry to delivery. Even with my new business, Anchored Media Studios, something that was once stressful because I'm like, yo, we got to get this business up and running. We got to make this money. All these different things. Of course, there are expenses with the business because we own the building. We got to pay this mortgage, these bills, all of this. We've had bookings and things come through for the studio that came out of nowhere. No work has gone into getting people to come and rent the studio. But here they are. God does not play about his people. And as I was just really thinking about this and praising God and thanking him, because again, I'm still in awe. I came to what is now the title of this episode, which is God's word is practical. So his word is given to us in a way to where we can act it out, live it out, embody it, right? So if the definition of a practical means of or concerned with the actual doing or use of something rather than theories and ideas. And some synonyms for it is real, actual, active, applied. So God's word is all of these things. It's practical. This Bible is a manual for us to use and to live out. It's a standard of living. There's advice, there's encouragement, there's tools, there's instructions. There's so much in this word that's practical. And for me personally, I sometimes get so caught up in the practical that I don't leave room to recognize the unconventional. Because unconventional means not based on or confirming to what is generally done or believed. So some synonyms for that are unusual, irregular, unorthodox, unfamiliar, uncommon. That is how God's ways are. His word is practical so that we can live it out, but his ways are unconventional. They're uncommon. We can't figure God out. In Isaiah 55, one of my favorite scriptures that I always have to remind myself, starting at verse 8, it says, "My thoughts are nothing like your thoughts, says the Lord, and my ways are far beyond anything you could imagine. For just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. The rain and snow come down from the heavens and stay on the ground to water the earth. They cause the grain to grow, producing seed for the farmer and bread for the hungry. It is the same with my word. I send it out and it always produces fruit. It will accomplish all I want it to, and it will prosper everywhere that I send it. You will live in joy and peace, and mountains and hills will burst into songs, and the trees of the field will clap their hands. In my study Bible commentary, I love, it says, "The people of Israel were foolish to act as if they knew what God was thinking and planning. His knowledge and wisdom are far greater than any human's. We are foolish to try to fit God into our mold, to make his plans and purposes conform to ours. Instead, we must strive to fit into his plans." And that was my point in the last episode. And that's been my realization as things have continued to unfold in my own life. That once I got out of my feelings, stop taking that pruning season personally and open my eyes to see what God is doing, I'm able to see this scripture in real time. Remember verse 11, it says, "It is the same with my word. I send it out and it always produces fruit. It will always accomplish what I want it to do, and it will prosper everywhere I send it." I am seeing in real time what John was talking about when he says that he will prune us so that we can bear even more fruit. I'm seeing in real time just how his thoughts are nothing like my thoughts, because my thoughts be anxious. And his ways are far beyond anything that I could imagine. And I am just so grateful and rejoicing right now and wanted to come on the podcast to share that with you, because I told you guys about the test and the trials and just the tough time and the stress and all of that and the frustration, because it's real. I'm committed to God, but I'm human. And I want to humanize this walk on this show so that you understand that you're not alone. So that you have language to how you feel, so that you have encouragement to how God will turn things around. And so I can also always send you back to the word, because it will never return back to him void. That's scripture. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I was excited to come and share it with you. So any of you guys who may find yourself in a pruning season, be encouraged. Be encouraged. Because yes, his word is practical, but God's ways are very unconventional. We don't understand it. We can never make him fit into our mold. And we just need to get with his program, period. Thank you guys so much for listening to another episode. I love you guys, and I'll talk to you next week.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.